Selecting one, Fred blew the dust from its covers and smiled benignly at it.
There you are, you old rascal, hiding up there. I didn't think I could see you. And now what have you got to say for yourself, eh?
Settling down in an armchair, he brought a lantern close and opened the book's yellow pages.
We've met before, haven't we? The recordings of Tim Churchmouse. Now I recall ye. The journey to seek out Matameo, son of the warrior Matthias. Aye, that covered the Loam Hedge Abbey territory. I'm certain it did.
Torren had been keeping his eye on Martha throughout supper. The Ottercook did not like to see his young chum so downcast. He chivied her, hoping to lighten Martha's mood.
Cheer up, beauty. If you keep looking like that, it'll team down rain tomorrow. What's the matter? My mushroom and barley soup too cold? Has the bread gone stale? The cheese too hard? Not enough plums in the pudding? Speak up, droopy ears. Does that strawberry fizz cordial taste musty?
The hermaid managed a wan smile.
No, Torren, it's not that. The supper is delicious. It's just that... Oh, I don't know.
Torren collared haughty, just as he was reaching for another helping of plum pudding.
Hear that, young starvation face? Your sister doesn't know what's wrong with her. Sing her a song and liven her up, or you don't get any more plum pud.
Haughty had done this once or twice before, when Martha was a bit down. That and Torren's threat to cut off his plum pudding supply galvanised the greedy young hare into action. He let rip with a special ditty he had saved for such occasions.
What a gloomy little mugwort, what? Come on, let's see your smile. With a scowl like that, you frighten every beast within a mile. So chuddle, hi-ho, and brighten up for me, or I'll send you to that sister from the infirmary. She'll say, what have we here? What a face like a flattened frog. This calls for a bucket of physic, aye, now that should do the job. Will some beast grab her nose so she can't hold her breath? Then I'll be able to grab a ladle and physic the child to death. I'll not have it said of me I couldn't do my job, and send a young un unto her grave with a grin upon her gob. So joodle ho, ha, he, and smile and giggle a lot. You can't sit there all evening with a face like a rusty pot. What?
Martha was chuckling when she spied Sister Setiva, the infirmary keeper, making a beeline for her brother. Setiva had a stern manner and a marked northern accent, coupled with a dislike for impudence.
Oh, you floppy-eared wretch! I'll physic you to death if I lay paws on you!
Horsey hid behind Torren.
I say, sir, it's only a blinking joke, you know. Don't let that old poisoner get me!
Martha wiped tears of merriment from her eyes as the abbot leaned across to her and asked...
Better now, miss?
She nodded.
Yes, thank you, father. Oh, that haughty.
Sister Portula gave the abbot a sidelong glance.
It's all very well making plans to continue our studies out on the steps tomorrow, but look at the ruckus today. They were crowded around the gatehouse to see what we were doing inside. I think we'd best get ready to have lots of company tomorrow, father, unless you can think of another way to keep our creatures distracted.
Abbot Carroll touched a paw to the side of his nose.
I've already thought of that, sister. Do you not know what day it is tomorrow?
Portula shrugged.
A day like any other. Sunny, I hope.
Abbot Carroll stood up and murmured to her as he banged a ladle upon the tabletop to gain order.
Tomorrow is the first day of summer.
He raised his voice.
Your attention, please, my friends.
A respectful silence fell upon the boisterous Redwallers. Every beast was eager to hear what their abbot had to say.
It is my wish that, as tomorrow is the first day of summer season, a sports day and a feast shall be held within the grounds of our abbey. My good friend, Formal Dwell, will be in charge of the proceedings. I trust you will cooperate with him. Formal Dwell!
Redwall's mole leader, a kindly old fellow, bowed low to the abbot. Amid the raucous cheering and shouting, he climbed upon the table and stamped his foot paws to gain order.
Thank ye, Sir Abbot. Now you mole come to your horchard after breakfast. and I'll give ye your tasks. And all you'm divins, make sure you'm be proper scrubbed.
Abbot Cattle looked over the top of his tiny glasses at Sister Portula.
Does that solve your problem, ma'am?
The good sister looked slightly nonplussed.
But, father, summer season doesn't start for 2 days yet.
Form old Dwirl wrinkled his snout confidentially.
If you don't tell him, ma'am, Ozzins won't.
Silence reigned in Cavern Hall. Every Redwaller was tucked up in bed, anticipating the coming day's delights. Summer season feast and sports was always a joyous event on the Abbey calendar. Abbot Carroll pushed Martha's chair across Grace Hall to her bedroom, which was next to his on ground level. His voice echoed whisperingly about the huge columns as they went.
Did you notice that old Fred didn't come in for supper this evening?
Martha voiced her concern.
Oh dear, I do hope he's not ill.
The father abbot reassured her.
Not at all. That old fogey's fit as a flea. He was rather anxious for us to get out of the gatehouse, though. I'll wager a button to a barrel of mushrooms that rascal has information about Loamhedge hidden in his dusty archives. Sly old hog.
Martha sat up eagerly.
Do you really think so, father?
Carol nodded.
I'm certain of it, miss. Do you know, I think our search is going to turn up some interesting and exciting stuff tomorrow.
The young hare maid wriggled with anticipation, since any prediction the abbot made invariably came to pass.
Oh, I do hope so, father. Maybe we'll discover Sister Amel's secret. Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Martha looked up as they passed the great tapestry. Was it just a trick of the flickering lanterns? Or did she really see Martin the Warrior's eyes twinkle at her?